Warning. This show features action, violence, strong language, and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
Yuki, fast ones.
Yuki, can a human safety girl in the big wide galaxy and in your line of work ever afford to make mistakes? How does being a Sapi change how others see you?
No, we can't really make mistakes. In a galaxy as big as this one, everyone's gonna go with their first assumption about you based on your species. If you're Iconian, you're smart. If you're Silverian, you're rich. If you're human, well, you're not good for much. And that's okay. Let them underestimate you. In a field like mine, that kind of assumption is invaluable. And everywhere else, you only get one shot to prove them wrong. So you gotta be twice as smart as the normal human. Twice as strong. Twice as willing to do the difficult stuff, the nasty things nobody else wants to do. And nobody's gonna feel sorry for you. You know, it's funny. Anyone who thought we were alone in the universe had no idea how alone we'd really be after first contact.
Hey, Yuki, big fan. So I'm a grunt for some mid-level mob boss, and I got the problem. See, we captured this spy sneaking around when she shouldn't have been, so we tied her up real good. But me and my buddy don't know what to do here. Now, I'm thinking we stop playing with her, get her all hot and bothered and edgy for hours until she's so desperate for relief that she tells us who hired her and what she learned. My buddy, though, thinks that it's not important, and we should just fuck her a few times and sell her into slavery. Boss isn't being any help, so I figured I'd ask you for some advice, because you seem like you'd have a lot of experience with this kind of thing. Now, what's that sound?
So where is she?
She's in the janitor's closet.
Great.
Ah, my kneecap! You blew off my kneecap!
Oh, and, thanks for writing it.
Follow us on patreon.com/sadisticdreamer for listener question posts. Goodbye.